Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. A top advisor to Governor Ned Lamont said yesterday that Connecticut should be positioned to start reopening parts of the economy in June. Indra Nooyi, a former CEO of Pepsi, said she expects testing and contact tracing regimens will be in place that will permit the loosening of emergency restrictions on commerce and workplaces. Quote, we'll start sometime in June and then keep progressing to the end of the year, end quote. Taking a look at total coronavirus cases that we have as recorded as of yesterday in Connecticut, locally in the northwest corner, Falls Village, none, Cornwall, 3, Kent, 7, New Milford, 174, Norfolk, 5, North Canaan, 2, Salisbury, 6, and Sharon, 11. As of 5 p.m. yesterday in Dutchess County, COVID active cases locally, Amenia 12, Clinton 18, Dover 41, Milan 10, Northeast less than 5, Millerton less than 5, Pawling 31, Pawling Village 7, Pine Plains 11, Red Hook 23, Red Hook Village less than 5, Rhinebeck 41, Rhinebeck Village 11, Stanford 11, Tivoli Village less than 5, and Washington 12. In Columbia County, as of yesterday afternoon, they had 138 positive cases of COVID-19. 66 of the 138 have recovered from the COVID-19 virus. 9 of the positive cases are hospitalized, 3 in ICU. They've received 1,018 test results completed for Columbia County residents. 140 residents are under mandatory quarantine. 14 are under precautionary quarantine. Berkshire County added 14 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the past 24-hour reporting period, a day after numbers had held steady. No one died in the county of the disease. In the latest State Department of Public Health tally as of Thursday, 418 cases have been confirmed for Berkshire County, up from 404. The death total remained at 31. In neighboring counties, the total number of virus-related deaths is as follows: Franklin, 30, Hampshire, 15, Hampton, 287. Berkshire Medical Center reports that it's caring for 17 COVID-19 patients, 5 of them in intensive care. At Fairview Hospital in Great Barrington, 4 patients are under new care, none of them in the ICU. Statewide, the period brought 178 additional deaths. The toll for Massachusetts is 2,360 in all. 3,079 new cases were confirmed, pushing the total to over 46,000. Of the 3,890 people hospitalized across the state, 1,034 of them are in intensive care units. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo yesterday launched an investigation into nursing homes' conduct during the COVID-19 outbreak, which has left more than 3,500 residents on long-term facilities dead since the start of March. The State Department of Health Attorney General Letitia James will co-lead the investigation, which will focus on whether nursing homes and adult care facilities appropriately followed state law and regulations as the coronavirus went on its spread through New York. Yesterday, Dr. Mark Marshall of Sharon Hospital, New Vance Health, reported to Robinhood Radio that there's been several emergency room visits due to improper identifying of ramps, and that's causing poisoning in our area. Here's Dr. Marshall.
This week, we have hospitalized at least 6 patients for the toxic ingestion of a plant that they mistakenly picked while foraging for wild ramp. There is a plant that looks similar as it's sprouting. It is extremely toxic, and the plant is called the false hellebore plant. It grows in the same area as the wild ramp and looks similar, and the toxicity is severe. This is something that I want your listeners to be aware of. And if anyone inadvertently consumes this plant or any other, they should seek medical attention right away.
The lily of the valley is almost a dead ringer for ramps at this early stage of the growing season. Yesterday, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont announced that in just 24 hours, 4 million surgical masks were delivered to Connecticut. Those masks will quickly go out for delivery to first responders, healthcare workers, and other essential workers. New Vance Health is launching 3 convalescent plasma donation centers, giving people who have recovered from COVID-19 an opportunity to donate potentially life-saving plasma to critically ill patients fighting the virus. The plasma donation centers are located at the 3 New Vance Health hospitals, Vather, Brothers Hospital Medical Center in Poughkeepsie, Danbury, and Norwalk Hospitals in Connecticut. Vassar Brothers Medical Center will open on Monday, April 27th, followed by Norwalk Hospital on Wednesday, April 29th, and Danbury Hospital on Friday, May 1st. New Vance Health will use plasma for COVID-19 patients working with the New York Blood Center and the American Red Cross to procure donations. Because the need is great, New Vance Health has opened its own donor centers to meet the demands of the rapidly increasing available plasma. To qualify, donors must meet the following criteria as set forth by the FDA: COVID-19 confirmation with either positive swab or antibody test, 14-day symptom-free interval with repeat negative swab, 28-day symptom-free interval with no need for a repeat swab. To donate, interested individuals must first register at nuvancehealth.org/plasma-donor-registration. A staff member will contact the prospective candidate for further instructions at that point. New York may have 13.9% of its population infected with the coronavirus, meaning 2.7 million residents could have had the virus. Preliminary state results showed yesterday. New York health officials conducted an antibody test of sample 3,000 people in recent days. The immediate results released yesterday suggested a death rate of about 0.5% of those infected, because about 15,500 New Yorkers have died of confirmed COVID-19 cases so far. Andrew Cuomo said the results are an important indicator of the depth of the virus, and the death rate is probably higher than the results showed. There are many deaths that have happened at home and not immediately tallied because they didn't occur at a hospital or a nursing home. New York has about 19.5 million people. The latest victim of the coronavirus is the McCadden Theater, as they have postponed their 2020 season. The musicals that had been scheduled for the summer were Pippin, Erin Town, Man of La Mancha, 42nd Street, Parade, Rock of Ages, and The Sound of Music. They will instead be produced in 2021, according to the statement released Thursday by the producing artistic director, John Saunders. The Contemporary Visual Arts Scholarship, awarded annually to one graduating art student from Housatonic Valley Regional High School, has extended the deadline for the application until April 30th. Any student who wishes to apply and were unable to obtain applications before school closed can write to art teacher Warren Prindle at wprindle@hvrhs.org. An application will be forwarded to you by mail. Salisbury Family Services is able now to provide emergency assistance to residents of the town of Salisbury who are experiencing financial difficulty. They can help with food as well as financial assistance. Contact Patrice McGrath at 860-435-5187. The Northeast Community Center's transportation program continues to operate for seniors and families and individuals who need transportation to access pharmacy, food, and other emergency supply outlets during the pandemic. The center currently transporting only one person per vehicle and reminds clients that NECC is unable to let anybody with contagious illness or signs of virus access the service. Anybody who is ill should contact their physician directly to seek guidance. You can check online at neccmillerton.org or contact the program with further questions at 518-789-4259. The Region 1 School District Board of Education will hold a special meeting online Tuesday, April 28th at 6:30. They'll discuss the budget and process moving forward. The 2020 National Day of Prayer will take place on Thursday, May 7th. Unlike previous celebrations on town greens, due to the current restrictions because of the pandemic, they will not be meeting together. So what you'll do is you will practice in place along with everybody else across the nation. Those seeking prayer guidance or a prayer brochure can contact 860-824-0083 or 860-672-6879 or 860-364-5002 or 860-435-4810. In Cornwall, a plan to make it possible for residents to comment on the proposed 2020-21 town and education budgets was approved at the Thursday meeting of the Board of Finance, held by remote access to accommodate the COVID-19 distancing guideline, and that plan is available from the town website. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, and you'll find them on Facebook and also at theinterlaken.com. And Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average was just about steady, up 39.44 to 23,515.26 yesterday. The NASDAQ was down just a tiny bit to 8494.75, and the S&P 500 also just about steady at 2797.80. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.